Live from the Five Flags Theater in Dubuque, Iowa, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, Clyde Stubblefield on drums, and Chris Mertz on sax. I'm Jim Packard. In this hour of What Do You Know, John Sutter and Reed Jackson from the Mississippi River Museum and Aquarium, and Mississippi River folk singer Jim Post. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Now, certainly not the first canned ham they've had in Dubuque, Michael Feldman.
Hello, Dubuque. How are you? Thank you for having us. Great to see you. Thanks for having us down, or across, actually. Down and across.
Down and across.
Yeah, go down and across to get here. It's, of course, Dubuque is the southwesternmost point in Wisconsin. Only separated by the mighty Mississippi, ladies and gentlemen, between us. All part of Greater Platteville. John's neck of the woods, Greater Platteville. Of course, they put the casino right at the end of the Wisconsin Bridge. That goes without saying. So you head back to Dickeyville without one, you know. But we came in, we headed straight for the River Museum, and Clyde headed straight for the casino. So it's conveniently located adjacently. Very nice. Perfect for family vacations, you know. You got the kids get the River Museum, the parents get the casino. Excellent planning. Amazing exhibits at the River Museum, I must say, I had no idea there were Komodo dragons in the Mississippi. And we're going to, I'll give you a hint, we're going to have one here today.
Right on stage.
Yeah, they caught them earlier in the week. And on light tackle, too. It was just a
6-pound test.
Oh, yeah. They go for those mayflies here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They love mayflies.
Yeah. Well, you don't call them mayflies, do you? Fish flies. Okay. All righty. We were going to take the elevator, you know, that was on our itinerary for things to do, but Jim said once they get you in there, they charge, it's free to get on. But they charge you $1 to get off. So we decided against it. We had a little trouble getting a hotel because the dock dogs are in town. It's a huge event, the dock dogs.
Yep.
Yeah, they're everywhere. They booked the Grand Harbor and the Hilton Gardens. It's filled with dock dogs, actually. And they're lined up paw to paw at the slots at the Mystique. Everywhere is dock dogs. Or all the Victorian B&Bs are booked for same-sex events. Especially the Hancock. And there is... So, but the Hamptons, very nice.
It's very busy.
We're happy there. Vending on every floor, ladies and gentlemen, at the Hamptons. And in all the Dubuque and Iowa news that isn't, the Dubuque stimulus package, $1 beers and $1 wines at the Dollar Dish. The University of Dubuque to use the $30 million bequest for $30 million dishes. The Loras Duhawks beat the Dubuque Spartans in the Dubuque Bowl. Presbyterians must leave town. That's just the way it goes every year. Sometimes the Catholics leave, sometimes it's the Presbyterians. And for many, the Dubuque Bowl is the first Catholic or Presbyterian they see in their young lives. So, quite an event. Homecoming at Wartburg going on this weekend. That's a pretty exciting event. No dance at the seminary, I guess, but... Tonight, free time in Dubuque, ladies and gentlemen. That's on the agenda. More likely East Dubuque. For a little intense sharing and reflection. But watch out for the OWIs, guys. You know, operating while Iowan. Just kidding. Just kidding. Just kidding. You can get a deferment from that, though. That's the good news. In other news, the tri-state area is rebranded as the Axis of Iowa. A little catchier. Iowa license plates are going to be reversed now. They're going to put the Des Moines skyline in the foreground and the pig farm hovering overhead. Yeah. little more accurate. The highway barrier cables mistakenly placed across instead of alongside the interstate. That was another Culver idea. He's made a few slip-ups. He'll be the first to admit it. Those barriers are supposed to go alongside, across the lanes.
Parallel to
them. Not across the lanes, I meant to say. Sarah Palin comes to Iowa to put lipstick on a pig. And I'll tell you, are there any candidates coming? Plenty. Okay, all right. You try this. You think it's so easy? There are epithets flying in the governor's race. Why don't they flame one another on Facebook like real men, ladies and gentlemen? Culver's culture of corruption is going to be tough to beat, you know. Perhaps Branstad's bazaar of buffoonery? 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 I don't know. Have to work on that, I guess. Branstad accuses Culver of having been made from stem cells. And Branstad said he would cut the budget by 50% by exiling all the Democrats across the Mississippi. And it becomes Illinois' problem. It'd be the tri-state diaspora. Criticized for his flood relief efforts, Culver notes Iowa's underwater for 3 out of 4 of Branstad's terms. In the Senate rate, Grassley says Conlin's attack adds, quote, suck teat. Conlin takes it personally. Still other news, most of the jobs on the Fort Madison, I can't read this now because I have tears in my eyes. I don't know why, I'm just crying. Most of the jobs on the Fort Madison prison go to Illinoisians, but so do most of the cells. So it's fair. Two same-sex Iowa judges marry. They're revamping the greyhound racing. They're going to use squirrel monkeys as jockeys. They were going to try pig racing instead of, you know, but they only pay off in Oreos, so it's not a big attraction. Or how about camel racing would be a good thing here, because then you can defend it on cultural grounds. Hey, it's cultural. That's like goat's head polo. You know, it's cultural. That's how we do it. Retired greyhounds don't make great pets, but out the gate, and they're gone. You know, that's especially if you happen to have a mechanical rabbit at home. You know, just they don't. It's not good. In other news, ethanol levels in gas to go to 100%, and they throw in a case of Orville Redenbacher's. Thank you. I don't know where you are, but thank you, and come back again. The price of corn has gone so high now, farmers are turning to caviar for feed. At the polls, Iowans will have a chance to vote yes for an unfunded conservation fund or no for an unfunded unfund. Yeah, I know, John. She sent him a John Deere letter. I got that one. Worked that one out. Non-resident hunters to be allowed to shoot non-resident deer. Now watch out, because muzzle loader season begins today, so keep an eye out for Civil War reenactors. And there's more than you think, you know. The governor's won Iowa. Cut back to one half Iowa. Okay, I'll take it out. Thought I'd get a bigger laugh than that. The governor does not appear to have one unlimited future, however. That's voters want a change in the form, of course, of a 5-term governor. Nothing like change. If churches manage to remove 3 Supreme Court justices, the court vows to remove 3 senior pastors of their choosing. Loras College buys Cox Street despite the separation of church and street. And finally, and I mean that sincerely, figures show most Iowa same-sex marriages are bachelor Norwegian farmers from Minnesota. We'll be gone no more, ladies and gentlemen. That's all Dubuque and Iowa news. That is it. Thank you so much. Okay. Then I see where the Mongolian grill shut down. The Hi-Ho. Yeah, but now it's they replaced it with the Ho-Hi. I think this is a family dispute. The Mongolian family there. You know, because it's a very similar name.
Very similar, yep.
It's like Fleet Farm and Farm and Fleet, you know? They got an old family thing there. Or the Bright Box. What is it? There's two Bright Box places, and you can't find the one, you find the other, you know. Okay. Well, this is, you know, one of the greatest attractions here in Dubuque is this river museum and aquarium. It's a national museum it's a fantastic museum. We went there. This is a museum where you go and you actually stay. Some people actually never leave the museum. It's that fascinating. And they've got river boats, and they've got animals. And they have native wildlife of the Mississippi region. And we've got, you know, can we bring, we got here John Sutter from the museum out, who's going to explain to us exactly some of the attractions that they have at the museum, which we happen to have here in the theater with us today. In the Five Flags, by the way, this beautiful Five Flags Theater, which is a classic theater. Sarah Bernhardt played here. And Al Jolson. I'm following Al Jolson. Pretty excited about that. It's been a while. It's been a lapse there since we did. John, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. This museum has really drawn a lot of national attention. It's a
Yeah, we're the National Mississippi River Museum and Aquarium. Yeah,
right.
And we've drawn visitors from all 50 states, over 70 foreign countries, and every continent on the globe.
Right.
We've had a visitor give a presentation.
You've had people from Tasmania?
Yes, and we've had people from Antarctica as well.
You've had people from Antarctica?
Yeah.
Can I see the names?
Sure.
You've had people from Antarctica?
Yeah,
now, come
Troy
on.
Hinkles. Troy Hinkles is a native Dubuquer.
Troy Hinkles is from Antarctica?
He spent 18 months in Antarctica, so we count it.
All right. You win that one. Why don't you run for governor? I think you could do well on any back and forth along those lines. And you have a lot of, there's an aquarium and there's the museum.
It's a museum and aquarium, and we explore all 2,552 miles of the Mississippi. Not just the part that comes past Iowa and Wisconsin, but from Lake Itasca to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah.
And with our expansion now, our Rivers to the Sea exhibit, we also talk about how rivers affect oceans. So we're really trying to teach people about the culture and the natural habitat of the rivers and how they affect the world through our oceans.
Ah, and this has been going on for...
7 years.
7 years now, And it's been expanded. It's a campus.
Yeah, it's a 10-acre campus now. Two major buildings. One is the Mississippi River Center and one is the National River Center. We have a dozen aquariums as well as cultural exhibits. We have 5 movie theaters, including a 3D, 4D movie theater. And we really try to touch on every aspect of the Mississippi.
Yeah. Including Komodo dragons.
Including Komodo dragons. The Komodo dragon is here as part of our Lizards on the Loose exhibit. So occasionally,
is it on the loose? Because I really,
it's on the loose right
now. I hear
they
are. You know, if they bite you, you have no hope.
They have a lot of bacteria in their mouth.
Yeah.
So you will wish you were dead.
Wish you were dead, but you won't be.
You won't be.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
And you have one here.
We have one here. Yeah, Lee Jackson is here. He's our animal curator.
You have the Komodo. Oh,
well, we're going to bring out the alligator.
Oh,
first,
the alligator first. Okay.
Yeah, the American
alligator.
Can you
drop the alligator and bring out the Komodo dragon? Toss that to Michelle. This is the alligator.
This is one of our alligators. Yep.
Is this found on the Mississippi?
This is found on the southern Mississippi in the bayou.
Bring a little closer.
They are freshwater animals.
No, not that close. It's a very attractive alligator.
Yeah, very beautiful. If you want to touch her, she's really, he's really soft.
He doesn't mind. Does this thing ever flip?
It may, yeah. But they are found in the southern Mississippi area, in Louisiana, especially in Florida. They mostly are freshwater animals, but can be found in some brackish water areas.
Yeah. This one's very clean.
Very clean alligator.
Yeah. Probably wouldn't appreciate being brackish at this point.
Maybe not. Yeah.
Was this raised in captivity or...
Yes, this one's 6 years old.
6 years old, yeah.
6 years old, getting quite long. We decided backstage she's about a Feldman long.
One Feldman long, okay. But she's growing, that's the difference.
He's growing.
Yeah. Feldman is shrinking. We know that. Okay. That's very nice. Okay.
Yep. All right.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks, Lee.
I got nothing more to say to it. It's a very nice looking one. Mm-hmm. Now, those would be found in the...
Yeah, those would be found
Louisiana.
Yeah, found in the Mississippi, southern, in the swamps.
Did they get ever as high as Iowa?
No. It's too cold here.
Too cold here?
Yep.
Even in the Pleistocene era? What about the Mesozoic? I mean, wasn't it a sea?
They are a very ancient creature. Yeah, they're like living dinosaurs. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's possible.
Good, you covered your bases very well on that. This is the Komodo dragon. Now,
this
is not
Jude.
Found around here. This thing scares me.
Jude is a Komodo dragon. She's on loan to us from the San Antonio Zoo.
Yeah.
And
we bring her out front here so people can see her.
The Komodos are from western Indonesia and the island of Komodo. And Jude is 3 years old.
Hi, Jude.
These animals... Jude will grow
Don't make it bad.
Jude could grow to 150 pounds and between 7 and 10 feet long.
Wow. So this is just a baby. Yeah.
About 3 years old. And we're still finding out a lot about Komodo dragons. And one of the things we recently found out is that they have a venom.
Oh.
So they have a venomous bite.
When did you find that out? I wonder. Where are their venom? Are they fangs? Like venom?
No, it's in the lower jaw. And it comes up through several pores around the teeth.
So it's not bad enough they have every vicious bacteria known to man in their mouths. They have venom as well. Isn't that overkill?
Overkill is what they need.
What are they killing that they need all that just from their bite?
One of their main prey items is water buffalo and deer.
Oh, I could.
Yeah, so they'll attack things 400 or 500 times their weight.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So... I'm probably only twice its weight. So maybe we ought to say goodbye right now to Jude. Or Jim, did you want to see it?
No, but I noticed the way he was looking at you.
Yeah. One Jude to another. That's okay. All right, thank you. I always wanted to see one. Thank you for it. Have you had any incidents with Jude as far as...
No, our staff takes very good care of her.
Yeah.
We take her for walks every morning.
Wouldn't you tend to muzzle something like that, though? I'm not telling you your business, but...
No, they don't.
They don't.
We got her on a leash, and she's very calm. She's been in captivity her entire life, so she's always had human contact, and very calm, responds to her name.
Wow, very, very... An attractive Komodo dragon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Don't want to get on her bad side. Now, what do you got here? This is a snake of some sort.
This is a bull snake.
Bull snake.
And this bull snake is actually a native Dubuque.
It is? This is from around here?
Yeah, found in someone's front yard.
Really?
Yep.
Truly?
Yes.
Whose front yard was it? Not the guy from Antarctica again.
No, probably not. Yeah, this is... you want to hold her?
No. Johnny Carson did that. I don't do that. What do I do?
You'll find out she's not slimy and heavier than she looks.
Okay.
And that's all muscle.
Hi, Derek.
Whoa! She's saying hello?
She's saying hi.
That's a good sign. She's comfortable with you and looking for warmth.
Sign. Yeah. I have to change my pants. It's a really beautiful snake, actually.
Yeah,
it's
really
a bull
pretty.
Snake. The bull snake is native to this area?
Yep, native to this area. And,
I didn't know that snake's this big.
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah.
This close to where I live.
Yeah. Well, we did you a favor and left the timber rattler at home.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate that. And the bull snake would feed on...
Rats,
rodents, gophers, small mammals.
Okay, everything that we don't really need.
Yeah.
Good. Excellent. Thank you very much. Wow,
thanks,
that's
Lee.
Really cool. Oh, man. It makes you appreciate. I mean, reptiles are really a different form of animal. You know, we're used to mammals.
Yeah, because we can pet them and they're furry and cute.
Yeah, and they, we have a lot in common with mammals. We are mammals, I guess, pretty much, And so, but the reptiles are like a whole different, and they're really kind of amazing.
Yeah, they're amazing creatures, and they're beautiful, and the more I learn about them, I'm just fascinated with all the adaptations they can do and changing their colors and changing their their shape and their defense and their mating culture. It's fascinating.
Let's hear about that.
They
Komodos, when they mate, that's got to be something.
Yeah, I bet that's kind of scary.
Yeah. I mean, one love bite and you're out of it.
You're done. Yeah, the
have you seen them mate? Or?
No, but there are some lizards that will actually change their color to attract a mate.
Oh.
And use ultraviolet light.
All right, I gave the Antarctica one. Yeah, someone came from Antarctica Museum, but they use ultraviolet light.
Yeah, they see an ultraviolet light so that they
Where do they get ultraviolet light?
They sense it through their eyes. They see the ultraviolet coming
off of the spectrum.
Part of the spectrum, so they can see different colors on the lizards that we can't see. So they can still camouflage themselves and attract a mate using those colors.
So the ones that send out good ultraviolet are the more attractive
vibes, right?
Males
mm-hmm.
to the females.
Right.
Well, that's interesting. Is that true of the Komodos as well?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? Okay. That's interesting. Well, I want to thank you for bringing this down here. And just we wanted mainly people to get an idea to come down here and see this River Museum, because it's a fantastic thing to have here in Dubuque. And it's sort of at the head of the Mississippi River, but it reflects the entire...
Yeah, and we feel this is the most beautiful place in the world to see the Mississippi River.
Yeah.
So,
Thanks very much, John Sutter from the River Museum here in Dubuque. Thanks.
Thank
John.
You.
And thank you for bringing all that in. Thanks to Lee, too. Lee Jackson, the reptile wrangler. Whoa. I like to see they have a catfish down there that's pretty big.
Huge.
I'd like to see the Komodo and the catfish get along.
Oh.
I wonder if they could take out a water buffalo, but could they take out a channel catfish? Huh?
Those catfish are huge.
Yeah. They have a pretty big one. All right, we got the What Do You Know trio here, and we got this trio. Of course, you know, hi, John, how are you?
Hi, good.
Nice to hear there. Nice shirt, by the way. You can wear lavender. A lot of guys can't.
Yeah.
Introduce our sax player here.
This is
Chris.
Chris Mertz. He's the director of jazz studies at University of Northern Iowa in Cedar Falls.
Old friends, are you?
Oh, yeah. About, I don't know, hour and a half.
Jazz
we just met
studies.
This morning, and I heard a little bit of him on the internets.
No, he sounds great. Sounds great. Thanks, Chris, for joining us. Of course, you know the rest of the band. Jeff Hammond there on the bass. Clyde, funky drummer. Stubblefield on the drum. The What Do You Know Quartet, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Yeah.
You're listening to Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International.
Oh, yeah.